took you so long?
What?
I said, what took you so long? I was about to die for some water. Finally had to go on over to HB's, get myself a Coca-Cola.
The water? I forgot the jug. Imagine after all that, I forgot the jug.
Well, where is it?
At the well.
Millie, I swear you'd forget your head if it wasn't screwed on. That's all right. I got you Coca-Cola, too. It's all warm now. It's hot as blazes in that kitchen.
That was very thoughtful and kind. That was very considerate of you.
That all I get for all my trouble. I believe I deserve a little bit more than that.
Please don't. Whew. It is too hot.
Never been too hot before.
Well, it is now.
What's gotten into you? You're acting awful testy all of a sudden. What is it, because you left your jug of water sitting at the well? That's all right. Ain't nobody going to want it. And you can just check on back over there after it. Hey, what is that?
No, it's not about the jug. It's what happened at the well. It was wonderful. It was amazing was what it was. I've been telling everybody about it the whole way back to town. I couldn't stop talking about it because I was so excited.
What in the world are you going on about? Since when have you had the gumption to talk to anybody in this town? What, did the Ladies Society ask you out for tea? Or maybe the PTA wants your advice on child rearing?
Shut up!
Hey, don't you talk to me like that.
I'm sorry. What happened was like nothing you could even imagine.
Yeah? Well, why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me what got you so all fired upset that you left a jug of water sitting at the well?
You really want to hear this?
I'm on the edge of my seat, darling. I want to hear every detail from beginning to finish.
All right, but you got to let me get through the whole story. I mean, the whole story. You promise?
Would you just tell it?
No, you got to promise.
I promise.
All right. You promised.
I promise.
Well, what happened was I went to the well, same as always, high noon. And the heat was so bad today, it's just rolling off the road in waves. So I get me as far as Halifax Hardware, and I just have to stop to rest. And so I'm standing underneath the awning, and my dress just sticking to me in the heat. So I'm plucking at the material. I'm squinting down the road, make sure all the other women was gone from the well.
How come you do that? You got just as much a right to that well as they do.
You don't know what they do. They talk about me as I come. I can see them eyeing me as I come down the road, leaning over to each other, make their remarks. And soon as I reach the well, suddenly it's time to go. And they pick up their jugs and their pitchers, and they make their way around me, calling across to each other in their sweet voices about the upcoming social or whatever, just as if I wasn't there at all. I prefer to wait until after they've gone to go to the well.
Now, how come you hadn't told me about that?
Because I was afraid you'd just go down there and make matters worse. Anyway, I'm standing underneath the awning of Halifax Hardware, and my mouth is just as dry as a bone. I'm just wishing I had enough money to leave this town, or at least just enough to, pay somebody to go to the well for me while this drought lasts and the pipes are dry. So I'm leaning over and I'm wiping the sweat off my face with the hem of my dress when I hear the screen door slam, and I look up, and there's Mr. Halifax standing there, just twirling that lip, that toothpick he always has, just twirling that over his lip. He's looking me up and down. He says, "Mighty hot today, ain't it, Millie?" I said, "Yes, sir, it is. It's mighty hot." And he looks down at my jug and he says, "Well, you going to the well awful late, ain't you?" And I don't say nothing. And I don't say nothing. And the silence gets so big I can't hardly breathe. And finally I just said to him, "Well, you know, it's my cooler under this awning here. It's a nice place to rest for a spell." And he looks at me and he says, "Well, a lot of nice people in this town think the same thing. And that's why I'm going to have to ask you to move on. Sorry, Millie, you're bad for business."
Hey, what?
No, wait, you're going to let me get through the whole story. Remember, you promised. So I pick up my jug. I start moving down the road. I can feel him standing there watching me. And then I hear the screen door slam and the sound of another man's voice and the murmur of the two of them talking. And then I hear my name, and a big burst of laughter whips me like a belt from behind. But I just keep my eyes on the road. I just keep on walking. I lick my lips, there's nothing even to swallow. My mouth is so dry, but I just keep my eyes on the road till I'm almost to the well. And I look up, and I see the stranger sitting at the well. He's a plain-looking man in his early 30s, I reckon. He's got on this cheap suit, but it's nicely pressed. He's got his jacket over one arm and his shirt's all wet from the heat, but you could tell he put it on fresh this morning. I mean, he was a gentleman. You could tell that clear off. He was poor, but educated. And when I reach the well, he gives me this friendly smile and he takes off his hat to me and he says, "Ma'am, would you give me a drink?" I said, "You are asking me for a drink?" And he looks me square in the eye and he says, "Ma'am, if you knew the gifts that God can give, and if you knew who was asking you, would you give me a drink? I think you'd be asking him and he'd be giving you living water."
What?
Well, that's what I said. I said, "Where are you going to get this living water? You didn't bring anything to draw water with. This well here is the deepest one around. So where are you going to get this living water?" Well, he points over at this well and he says, "You know, folk who drink the water from this well here, they're going to be thirsty again real soon. But everyone who drinks of the water I give, they'll never be thirsty again. Because the water I give becomes a natural spring inside of a person, just welling up to eternal life." Well, about that point, I'm just about ready to drop from thirst. And I just said, "Sir, please just give me some of this water so I won't be thirsty again. And I won't have to come to this well no more." Well, he said the strangest thing to me. He said, "Go get your husband and then come back." Well, that one stopped me. I mean, I thought about lying to him. I mean, here he's treating me so kindly and respectful like. Why tell him the truth and have him start treating me like everybody else?
What did you say to him, Millie?
Well, I don't know how to explain it, Lee, but I couldn't fib to this fella. So I told him the truth.
What did you tell him?
Well, I just remember looking down at my feet with my toes squishing in the dirt, and I said real careful like, "I don't have a husband." Well, that is the truth. Well, whatever I expected him to say was not what came out of his mouth. Because he said to me, "You're telling me right you don't have a husband, because you've had 5 husbands, and the man you're living with now is not your husband."
Well, I'll be.
Well, you could have just knocked me over. I mean, how could he know a thing like that? I figured he must be downright holy. No, I even said to him, "Sir, you must be some kind of a prophet to know something like that." Well, just knowing that I'm standing there in the presence of a genuine holy man who clearly knows I've had too many men in my life, it just made me very uncomfortable. I just want to get off that subject. So I just started babbling. I started telling him about my great-grandfather. I said, "You know, my great-grandfather, he was a circuit rider. He used to just ride from town to town, just telling everybody how important it is to worship God in a church. But nowadays, they've been having these tent revivals. They say it's just fine to worship God in a tent. So what do you think?" Well, he gave me the kindliest look, considering I just made a fool out of myself trying to talk like we had something in common. And he said to me, he said, "You know, the time is coming when it's not going to be a matter of worshiping God in this church or in this tent. The time is coming. In fact, it's already here when true worshipers, they're going to be worshiping the Father in spirit and truth." And he said, "In fact, those are the kind of folk the Father's looking for right now. Because God is spirit, and those who worship him in spirit and truth."
What's that supposed to mean?
I wasn't sure myself, but it was something holy and I liked it. And oh, I like this man. No, not like that. This is a holy man. I wasn't sure what he was talking about, but I just wanted to keep the conversation going. So I thought back to some of them church lessons I had as a kid. And I said to him, I said, "Well, you know, I know one day the Messiah's coming. Well, he seemed to perk up a little at that. And he looked at me as if he wanted me to say something more, as if he weren't sure what I meant exactly. And so I said, well, you know, the Christ. And when he comes, he's going to be making all these things you're saying. He'll make them plain to us country folk. Well, he held my gaze for a moment, and he said to me, I am the Christ who's speaking to you now. No, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're thinking. He's just another nut, right? But no, he told me everything I've ever done. And he gave me just a touch of his holiness. Because just standing there talking to him, I just wanted to be better than I was so bad. Here he knows who I am in this town, and still he treats me with such dignity, with such respect, that for the first time in I don't know how long, I actually felt like I was worth something.
What are you talking about? I mean, I am always telling you, you got the prettiest figure of any woman in this whole town.
No, not like that. I mean, in here. I felt like I was worth something in here. And it felt so good. Well, then all his friends showed up with their sacks of food from HB's. And they looked at me, and they looked at him, and I know what they wanted to say. They wanted to say, what are you doing here? What are you doing here talking to him? But they didn't, because he was treating me with such respect. But gosh, I knew it was time to go, so I was picking up my jug to go, but then I turned to him and I just said, thank you for all your kind words, and good day to you now. And do you know what he said to me?
No, what?
He said, good day to you, Miss Millicent. Miss Millicent!
What's that?
That is my true name, is what it is. That's the name I was born with, and nobody's ever called me it since. Well, I just gave him the biggest grin, and I just took off down that road. I'm telling everybody I saw, I didn't care who it was. They said, come, see this man who's told me everything I've ever done. Couldn't he be the Messiah? And I'm telling you, the turn around the roads, the coming out of the stores. Maybe it was the look on my face. I caught a glimpse of myself in a store window. It took me a minute to even recognize myself. Hey, Lee. Lee, look out the window. Look at all these people. All these folk, they're going down the road. They are going to the well. They're going to see for themselves who this man is.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll go too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I'll go see this kindly, respectful fella. Yeah, maybe he'll tell me all I ever did. Or maybe he'll tell me what you're doing while I'm out there talking to him. What you got behind your back,
no,
Millie?
It's nothing.
Guess you didn't have no trouble lying to me.
I was packing.
Again? Here we didn't even have a fight.
Why, I'm not looking to stop one neither.
Don't worry. I ain't gonna touch you. I ain't even gonna get mad. No siree, I can do this kindly, respectful doodad stuff you so all fired up about. Yes, sir. So why don't you keep on packing? Why don't you keep on packing while you're still all excited? Because you want to know what? After you've been out there a couple of days, no money, and his friend's just real happy to have you tagging along, he'll get tired of you, sweetheart. Because I'm the only one who can put up with you. I'm the only one who has ever loved you. And that's why you'll come back. That's why you always come back. I'll see you in a while, Millie.
No, you won't. And the name is Millicent. Living water, my oh my.